after 5 o'clock. And of course, the latest developments that we heard coming through from SASSA, the South African Social Security Agency, while they've cancelled the tender process to find a replacement for cash payment paymaster services, this has been revealed in the latest court papers. Now, what has been revealed is also that SASSA's invalid contract with CPS was extended for a further 6 months by the Constitutional Court. This took place in March, if you may recall, given that the SASSA itself could not continue or manage the change of actually implementing some of these payments themselves. As such, these payments by CPS are likely to continue to operate till the month of September. However, there has been wide speculation that the suspension of the tender process by SASSA is to find a new service provider that would be responsible for the cash payments of grants to at least 2.5 million elderly and disabled beneficiaries has now raised more concerns about the institution's ability to manage these finances and roll out these payments. In a moment, we will be joined on the line by Lynette Mart, but there's been lots of speculation around this particular story as it raises several questions with regard to the inability of SASSA to implement these new structures that were needed, having gone back to the Constitutional Court and sought some kind of assistance. And now this new challenge, which now puts 2.5 million grant recipients at the verge of being unable to actually receive their payments. And if so, what new alternatives will likely be put forward and brought to the table? Well, we also invite you to share your views on this particular topic by tweeting us at KFM Talk using the hashtag KayaBiz. And as you can imagine, social media has been receiving a resounding response with regard to how South Africans feel regarding this particular topic. Also, lots more suggestions have been raised with regard to the role of the post office, if they are doing enough and how better they can be involved in this particular issue. So opening, looking at some of the tweets that are certainly making some headlines with regard to this, is that SASSA has still not recovered 2 million from the former minister, Bathabile Dlamini, which she used for SASSA's coffers to pay for her security of her children and many other scandals clearly coming through with regard to the previous leadership and SASSA as a unit itself, as well as the previous minister of social development. But to give us some reaction is a representative from Black Sash, an organization which has been very vocal about its concerns regarding the grant payment. Lynette Mart from Black Sash joins us now as the National Director. Lynette, great to have you on the line and thank you for making time.
Thank you.
As Black Sash, yes, you have significant concerns around this cancellation now of the tender process. What's your reaction to the story and provide us with some context as to Black Sash's stance with regard to failures by SASSA essentially?
Okay, when the minister suspended the contract a couple of weeks ago, our response was time delays. They will not get all of this in place or a new tender in place by the September 30 deadline that the court had set for the extension of the CPS contract. And now it's been completely suspended or withdrawn, that the tender is no longer going to happen. The consequence is that SASSA is making, or people, grant beneficiaries, go to pay points to be paid because at the moment that's probably the only free service that they get. If you open a bank account, all the bank charges go towards you. And so the cash points is the only free space where you will get it without, you will get your grant without banking charges. So that's the one issue. Mm-hmm. And SASSA has not yet consolidated the 10,000 pay points into pay points where people have other access, like there's a bank close by or an ATM or whatever, in places where it is rural and there is no ATM or bank or facility within a 2 kilometer radius.
And that's the concern, so right, here, Lynette,
that's
because
a
there's
huge,
2.5
huge
million people who will be impacted here.
Absolutely. So that's the 2.5 million that will be affected. And then the other thing is in the report that SASSA submitted to the Concord panel of experts, it is saying that it's reducing that footprint now, or it wants to reduce the 2.5 million, to an 800,000 footprint, so under a million. But without having consolidated the list of where the pay points are, what kind of services are around those pay points that can be replaced, etc. So there is now this problem that's not been resolved. And then the other thing is, for those 800, there is no plan. The minister is saying that she's put together a technical team to look at alternatives for cash. But there is no alternatives yet. And time's running out, and there is not going to be no tender going forward. So the question is, how will the cash beneficiaries be paid? Because the post office special bank account, special disbursement bank account, is still being rolled out. And so will they issue those beneficiaries with that card, or will they retain the SASSA card that's held with Grindrod Bank?
Yeah.
There is still so many unanswered questions.
Lots of
That's our concern. And nobody is communicating to beneficiaries as to what's happening on the cash front.
Well, that's exactly what we hope to find out in the upcoming days, Lynette. And hopefully institutions like yourselves as well will continue continue the fight for the people on the ground. A big thank you to Lynette Mart, who's the National Director of Black Sash. It's just gone after 5:30 now. Let's get your latest.